Good afternoon, everyone. Today I am going to discuss about chapter 6, secondary activity. You know, in this chapter I am going to explain the definitions of secondary activity as well as manufacturing industry, the characteristics of manufacturing industry, the factors of location of an industry, types of manufacturing industry, and the traditional large-scale industry in the world. So first I have to explain what is secondary activity as well as manufacturing sector of industry. You know, secondary activities are those industry which involves the manufacturing of finished product by processing the raw materials from the primary sector. This kind of processing done in a particular industry that is called manufacturing industry. For an example, sugar industry. You know, in sugar industry, sugar cane is the basic primary raw material, and we already know this sugar cane is the product from the primary activity. So hence, we have to explain that sugar is an industry of a modified product of primary sector. That is the example of sugar manufacturing industry. So next thing, I have to explain the characteristics of large-scale manufacturing industry. You know, there are basically 5 points I have to explain. First one, specializations of skills and development. You know, manufacturing industry need highly specializations of skill levels. That is why industry runs properly. Secondly, the highly mechanized and infrastructural development. You know, highly mechanized or mechanical instruments are used in the manufacturing sectors so that manufacturing industry develop properly. Next one is trained workers and laborers. You know, trained workers is needed, you know, for any product's development and modifications. It will need so many laborers, both manual laborers and technological developed laborers. That is why trained workers and manual laborers are needed in manufacturing industry development. Next is technological innovations. You know, modern manufacturing industries involve modern techniques and tools. That is why modern technological innovations play a major role in the future of manufacturing industry. The last one is organizational structure and stratification. You know, manufacturing industry is a kind of organizations. There is different type of organization exist on grounds of production and maintenance of industry. You know, for maintenance of industry, there is chairperson. Under this chairperson, different administrative officers, and these under so many levels and grouped staffs are there. These are organizational stratas. And development of product stratification, for an example, cotton textile industry. You know, cotton is in primary raw material. After modification of this raw cotton, we can produce cotton silk. So to produce cotton silk, we need so many steps from raw cotton to modified one. That is ginning, carding, drying, driving, weaving, drying and bleaching especially. Now these all places or all stages exist in one roof of room. So each and individual stage need individual levers of different technology and different structure or stratifications. So this is organizational structure of stratifications that help in the development of modern manufacturing sector. Next thing, I have to explain the factor of localizations of industry. You know, already you have studied in economics. If we need to make an industry, first rule is profit maximization. So any industrialist, his or her first motto is how he or she will get maximum profit after the production of any goods. So that is why any manufacturing industry needs some factor of developments. First one's availability of land. You know, without land there is no industry. So cheap land is suitable for manufacturing industry development. So if there is a cheap land is there, that means land rent is cheap is there, there is a development of any industry. Second one is availability of cheap labor. You know, production cost is an important role in manufacturing goods. That is why availability of cheap labor is one of the important, because if the labor costs are minimum or minimized, then production cost is low and then profit is maximized. Next is capital investments. You know, to run an industry, for providing the rent of land, to provide the labor salary, to provide the transportation cost at the total cost, we need, or manufacturing industry need, capital investment. Next is access to market. You know, after production of any product, that product need to sell. The most sellable place is market, because in market there is demand. If there is demand or market, then that product is properly sold. Then the market role is most important in the location factor. You know, next is source of raw material. You know, raw materials are basically two types in the manufacturing industrial development. One is pure raw material, second one is impure raw material. You know, in pure raw material, here input and output both are same. For an example, cotton, sugarcane. These pure raw material based industries are called footloose industries, because these industries can be set up everywhere because input and output are same. For an example, to make 1 ton of cotton silk, we need 1 ton of raw cotton. That is why input and output are same. But according to Alfred Weber location theory, he explained three important locations. One is source of labor, one is source of raw material, and one is market. Always remember, pure raw material based industry can be set up everywhere. Either it is source of raw material, either it is source of land, either it is market. But it is maximum profit. So I already explained, an industrialist's most important motto is profit maximization. So in pure raw material industry, always set up near market. Because in market, there is transport cost is totally gone. And because of transport cost is low, then production cost is low and profit will be maximized. The next one is impure raw material based industries, where input are more than output, like iron and steel industry, copper industry, aluminium industries. For an example, to make 1 ton of iron and steel, we need 7 units of raw material. Coking coal, limestone, manganese, etc. So these all are called, or impure raw material based industries are called wet loose industries, because output amount is low than input. So always this kind of impure raw material based industry set up near raw material source. So next thing, next factor is energy. You know, to run industry, we need energy. Energy in the form of traditional energy and modern energies, or like for example, specifically thermal energy, solar power stations or solar energy, wind energy, externals. So these all energies needed to produce the industry. Next is transport and infrastructure is an important role, because transport or movement of raw material to the market, or raw material to the labor source to the market, it will need some important infrastructural development or vehicles of transport movement. That is why transport and infrastructure is important. And next one, the last one, is government policy. A positive attitude of any government can help the industrial growth in any place. For an example, Tata Nano Car Factory, which was previously initiated in the program in West Bengal, Singo district, but because of lack of positive attitude of government, it is shifted to Gujarat. So that is the best example of government policies, and that is why Gujarat in India is an important economic region. As well as in the world, Pittsburgh, New York City, these all are the important in industrial location based on government policies. The next thing I have to explain, the types of industry or manufacturing industries on the basis of different grounds. So according to this, first I have to say, according to size, there is three type of industry. First one is cottage industry, second small scale industry, and third large scale industry. Cottage industry means small handicrafts in rural and tribal areas of the world. Basically different artifacts, handloom pots, different home decor items, these all are cottage industries. Next is small scale industry. You know, in small scale industry, that means low capital investments, low infrastructure, low labor. These industries in India, basically, it's called Navaratna industry, because according to this, the annual turnover is near about 1000 crore past 3 years. Examples are, you know, Bharat Electronic Limited, Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, National Aluminium Corporation Limited, etc. Now the large scale industry means high capital investment, high infrastructure, high labor force, and modern tools and techniques are used. These are called Maharatna industries in India, like VEL, BPCL, that is Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, Coal India Limited, Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited, Indian Oil Limited, National Thermal Power Corporations, Oil and Natural Gas Commissions. These all are Navaratna. Why? Because their annual turnover for last 3 years is more than 25,000 crore. So that is cottage, small scale and large scale industries. So next one is industries based on ownership. You know, according to ownership, there is three type of industries are there: public sector, private sector and joint sector industry. You know, public sector industry means 100% share holder belongs to government, like NALCO, National Aluminium Corporation Limited, NTPC, National Thermal Power Corporations, etc. Private sector means 100% share by private companies, like TISCO, Tata Iron and Steel Company by Tata Industry, Reliance Jio Communications, that is Ambani. Next one is joint sector. Joint sector means owned by government and private jointly, like Delhi Metro Railway Corporation is joint sector. Maruti Udyog in India and world also, that is joint sector industry. So these are industries based on ownership. Next on, industries based on basically raw material, that is agro-based, means where primary raw materials are agricultural product like sugar, edible oil, cotton, coffee, rubber, tea, these all are agro-based. Mineral-based means primary raw materials are mineral-based, like metallic mineral or non-metallic mineral, like ferrous mineral or iron and steel, non-ferrous like copper, and non-metallic like cement, pottery, etc. Next is mineral on the basis of chemical-based raw material industries like petrochemical industry, synthetic, fiber, different chemical industries. Next is forest-based. Forest-based industries under raw materials are like timbering or lumbering. Lumbering means the industry deals with wood or timber. You know, next is paper industry. These are examples from forest-based. Next is animal-based industries on the basis of raw materials are called animal waste, because primary raw material from animal like leather, wool, the fertilizers, these are animal based industry. The last one is on the basis of output or product, basic industry and consumer goods. Basic industry means those industries are the base of economy of a particular country or utilize heavy basic amenities of raw material are called basic industries, like iron and steel industry in the world and in India is called basic industry. Other basic industries like petrochemical industry, which is also called sunrise industry. Next is consumer good industry, means consumer product like biscuit, textile, soap, powder. All kind of consumer related products are called consumer industry. So these are the different basis of industry you need to know. So the next thing I have to explain, the major traditional large scale industry. You know, in the world there is basically different type of major large scale industries are there. But as per your NCERT syllabus, there is basically four. First one is the Ruhr coal field in Germany. So second one, high tech industries or technopolis or technological industry in basically Silicon Valley of San Francisco. Iron and steel industry in Pittsburgh of USA, that is also called Rust Bowl. Next is cotton textile industry, that is, you know, Manchester, London, UK, and also in India, Ahmedabad. That these are cotton textile industry. So as per your syllabus, you need to know four major traditional industry. First, I have to explain the Ruhr coal field of Germany. So you need to know these all four for your board examinations. So one by one, I have to explain these all traditional large scale industry on my next audio.